From, oh, there we go. It didn't actually catch in the Discord. There we go. From trash movies to garbage movies. This is the Lords and Swords podcast, episode number 14, by the way. We're trucking along.
Oh boy. Oh.
Joining me is the Lawton Bros in the power of the internet. How are you guys doing?
Got a bit of a headache from a milkshake.
Nice.
I guess I'm doing better than him.
That's better than the milkshake headache. So today, because everyone is kind of out and about, and we might not have episodes. We might have an episode sometime in the next week and a half to cover this Mythical Fae channel, which will be another online bonus thing. But the what we're going to be doing today, just for another bonus episode, is another top five. And we're doing our top five favorite movies today, finally. I've been trying to push this, guys, for you to do this for a bit.
For like two episodes.
Yeah, I was like, yo, we really got to do this. We have top five different movies to pick. I basically gave you guys no restrictions on this as well, so whatever movies you guys want. So, because Shane has a lot of animated movies, I'm pretty sure Neil will have a bunch of anime movies. I'm gonna have actual movies, but you know.
I've got like
Ouch.
two animated movies.
Ooh, more than
That's
me.
it. Two out of five.
I'm gonna just big prediction for this list. There's gonna be absolutely zero overlap, I think.
I imagine so.
I would imagine so. All right.
I would hope so.
Academia.
From your like mini like throughout there, you were like, we got horror, horror, and
And comma
horror. I was like,
horror.
Lord.
yeah, I don't think I'm gonna overlap with any of that.
No, I don't think so. Anyways, should we just jump right into it? Shane, you're number five.
Oh.
To reinform the parents. Shut I guess I have to put this at the bottom of the list. I was mentioning like, well, we don't watch like rewatch movies or keep like tabs of a lot of our favorites. So
Nope.
this is definitely a movie I haven't watched in years, but at least I've had other videos on YouTube saying yes, this one does still hold up from your childhood, at least, even though it's a direct-to-DVD movie.
Oh,
It's The Lion King, one and a half.
yeah. Oh,
Yes, this was our Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
yeah.
It's this is Timon and Pumbaa get their own movie that is a midquel. That's what
Yeah,
they call them. Yeah, the
it's the
side quills,
Thracia of the Lion
the
King.
Thracia of the Lion King. Perfect. And you know how The Lion King was a loose adaptation of Hamlet. And then there was the sequel, Simba's Pride, that was Romeo and Juliet. Do you know what this one's based on?
I haven't seen it in years.
Oh,
No,
man.
I don't remember.
There was, I forgot to search up the title. I know Rosencrantz. I keep forgetting the other guy. That's in Hamlet. There was a.
Macduff.
No.
Is Hamlet?
Oh, Golden Stern. Rosencrantz and Guildenstern are dead. Was it a 1966 play that was just a meta commentary about those two characters that Hamlet was friends with. He went off, just like the same role that Timon and Pumbaa were in. And they became aware of their own existence in the play and could not change anything about it. An absurd existential tragic comedy. So how purposefully perfect to make a this movie for. But of course, Timon and Pumbaa don't die at the end of Hamlet or Lion King, so it is just the sort of their origin story as told by themselves in a clear homage to Mystery Science Theater 3000. I did not know it at the time, but yeah, that's them just commentating over the movie at the point as the meta joke. It was, I guess a lot of it was inspired from what was done in The Emperor's New Groove, which I unfortunately don't have on this list. Mm-hmm. That would have been here too, but then I was like, no, I gotta play rep for this movie. But all starting from Timon's very Jewish theming backstory as he leaves his family of Marge Simpson and another famous Jewish comedian guy. This is his uncle, the Prairie Dogs. No, Meerkat Manor, baby. And find Pumbaa, and then they just witness the entire events of the Lion King at the side up until they get Simba. And then you get even more raising Simba as their kid from, mm-hmm. Yeah. And then you get a.
So why do you like this movie? Thanks. You don't have to give us a whole recap of the whole movie. You can just, just tell us why you like it.
Right. I don't know. It's like, it was funny.
Yeah.
It was just a funny joke. It definitely was the first sort of introduction, I guess, to meta comedy.
Yeah.
So, and in that part, and then there was also the DVD games.
Oh yeah, true.
Yeah, they had those.
Gamers at heart. I remember the what was it? The Shrek ones. I think it was like Shrek 1 and Shrek 2 had
Shrek
DVD
2
games.
For was it? Not Fairy Idol. Ever After Idol?
Yeah.
Yes.
Second one.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good. This one had an interactive amusement park ride and a Who Wants to Be a Millionaire parody.
Oh, yeah.
Cool. Like, just a trivia game of just the movie you watched, the first Lion King, and then sequel in that order of questions. And you're just helping Timon win $1 million.
Nice.
That was hard to do at like as a kid at least.
Yeah.
So and I guess we'll just leave it a day.
Yeah, I was gonna say. Yeah, I should have probably mentioned this at the start. We don't really have to do like any just recaps of the whole movie.
Oh,
and
yeah.
All that, right? Like,
I don't
you
know.
Just talk about
I don't know how many people watched it.
Yeah, so, I mean, even when you talk about movies and TV shows, you have a habit of just recapping everything that happens.
Yo, if I recap my things, it would be really awkward.
Yes.
Except for one movie. The other three will just be like, where do we start?
So I'm realizing, you know, just looking at my list, I feel like none of you guys are gonna know like half my movies, maybe one. I think maybe two. If I'm lucky, maybe two. So
we are plebeians.
yeah, real. so there's a movie called The Breakfast Club that everyone knows. You guys know The Breakfast Club?
Yeah, we just
back
know
in the
it.
80s. Yeah. I've actually never seen The Breakfast Club, but I need to talk about it because it's part of the movie that is my number five, because it shares a lot of the same cast. I'm pretty sure it's the same director as well. If I'm
The lunch club.
Yeah,
The lunch
no,
bunch.
not the lunch bunch. No, it's a movie called Saint Elmo's Fire, 1985. I've actually only ever seen this movie once, but it just kind of left a big impact on me, and my friend showed it to me, and I actually like kind of really enjoyed it. Okay, it's not the same director as Breakfast Club, but it has a lot of the actors from the Breakfast Club, and basically a bunch of like young 80s heartthrobs, basically, right? So you got Emilio Estevez, you got Demi Moore, Rob Lowe, those guys. And basically the movie is about all of these like college friends kind of returning back from college, and not everything is as good as it seems, and that's basically the whole premise. And so you have a lot of characters that struggle with like the relationships with each other. There's one character who wants to end her own life at the end of it, and there's a bunch of other characters who deal with like various different love troubles and stuff, and realizing that life is pretty hard. And you know, it just kind of hit home, and I don't know, I really enjoyed it. It's something I would recommend, but it's like it's not a movie that you would expect me to enjoy, because it's, again, it's mainly just a drama, right? So but some of the movies that I really enjoy are kind of like people talking kind of style movies, where it's just like people talking in a room. Which this is definitely one of them. I don't know. I think it's one of the best from the 80s, and it's a definitely one of the one an underrated movie, I think. Especially because like it has a lot of these like it has a lot of these like hard-hitting moments while also being kind of lighthearted at times, and yeah, it's I posted a little picture in the chat there. It's you know, the 80s heartthrobs.
Yeah.
It's something that if you were to go to like your mom or somebody and be like, "Yo, you remember the Breakfast Club?" They'll probably say yes, and then you'll say, "Oh, you remember Saint Elmo's Fire?" They'll probably be like, "No." Like, it's yeah, I don't know. I'm definitely gonna rewatch it probably yearly. And weirdly enough, like I'm looking at my list, and I realize that I actually have no Star Wars on my list, which is surprising. and I think this is why. I think this took the Star Wars spot for me. Definitely a big
Star
recommend.
Wars.
Yeah, Neo, you're number five.
Okay. You're saying your movie really hit home.
Yeah.
What if there was no way home?
Wait, really?
This is
Put a
so
superhero movie on your list?
see, I have a weird theme with my movies after I did like the first three, which are in the top three slots. The fourth doesn't follow the theme, because it got booted out by the other thing that was gonna be there. Because I was like, oh wait, that movie is actually like really bad. This one does follow the theme though. I have Spider-Man No Way Home, which is
Multiverse.
probably I'm assuming the newest movie that's gonna be here, maybe.
Yep. Looking at my list. I can't spoil things.
it's
I can't
like
spoil
what
things.
2 years, 2 years old now.
Yeah.
We got John Watts directing it, and it's basically the third in the Tom Holland Spider-Man movies. I think the way that they've pushed this Spider-Man is probably one of like the favorite ways I think they've kind of like developed the character, starting off as just being kind of like understudy Iron Man. And then just kind of evolving his character off of that into being like,
Understudy Doctor Strange.
yeah, they basically they were like, we have like, baby Iron Man, and now it's like, well, Iron Man's dead. Who's he gonna be like baby
Everywhere I
now?
go, I see a
What
face.
about magic Iron Man?
What about worse
They
Iron
look
Man?
very similar.
Yeah,
It's,
Benedict
it'll be like
Cumberbatch.
there's no difference. We'll just add
He will.
more Spider-Man to make it, Fair. Like,
oh, and we'll make Doctor Strange a little more cover, irresponsible.
And he's only in, like, I don't know, the first, like, quarter of the movie, and then he just disappears for, like, the rest.
Yeah.
Because he was sent to the more math Spider-Man. Dimension.
You know what? I don't even remember. He was just, like, he did the stuff, and then he had to, like, dip. So this, like, I'm gonna assume this kind of ends the trilogy. Like, will there be more Spider-Man? I mean, it depends. Because there's that whole weird not lawsuit, but ownership that Spider-Man's in, where it's like Sony owns Spider-Man.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Marvel had like a deal to make a couple
movies.
They can
make the movies, yeah.
So it's like we have two different companies trying to make Spider-Man movies, and it's a little
It's a Morbius
became Hunter coming this win.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I decided to put one of the Spider-Mans, and this is the only like I guess technically superhero thing I have. And
I have a superhero movie on my list.
It kind of goes along with my theme, and you'll hopefully get my theme.
Is
around...
it multiverses?
No.
Oh, thank God.
No, it's a much dumber theme. It is an incredibly dumb theme when you figure it out.
Okay. Yeah,
so that'll be a fun running gag. Yeah. Like I said, the next movie won't incorporate the theme, but.
Yeah.
4 out of 5 is a pretty good dumb theme.
I really liked Andrew Garfield's performance in that for some odd reason.
Yes.
It's
so funny when they kind of like almost take like the piss out of some of their characters' running gags.
Yeah.
So like Andrew Garfield's just like pretty boy that everyone's just kind of like, oh, that's cute.
The best
and he's
boy.
Just like. Why don't I get anything fancy? They just kind of take the piss out of him of being like.
Tobey Maguire was
generic,
also good to see.
And then Tobey Maguire.
Yeah. So. Yeah, and then Tobey Maguire is just like, I'm old.
I'm old now.
Yeah.
He was just.
Number four, there he is.
Here's my prediction. Oh, okay. I'm not actually sure, but maybe this might be the only Marvel Cinematic Universe movie on the list. On the lists. Because I have a feeling we might get a Marvel movie from Shane, but not a MCU movie. That's my guess. We'll see. Anyway, Shane, you're number 4. Prove me wrong.
Wait. You did go. Right. Animal's Fire.
yeah, you guys just didn't do any rebuttal for my stuff, so, you know.
Oh no, where'd my list go? No, I should know what I put.
I can't be like,
number
no,
4.
Gordon, it
okay,
can't be it.
Yeah, number 4. Funny you bring up Shrek.
Oh boy.
Because I didn't put Shrek on here, nor any of the sequels.
Oh god, it's a Puss in Boots movie.
This movie?
Yeah, what movie?
You can you guess?
Puss in Boots, The Last Wish?
Man, yeah, maybe I should have done that instead of Megamind.
Oh my god, Megamind.
Megamind. You're feeling now, we're chilling now, calling penicillin.
You know, I've never actually seen that movie.
Oh man, it's like, what's the word? Underrated?
Cult
classic?
Underrated.
Yeah.
It's classic.
Cult classic. That's the cult.
A lot of people really like it, especially because of the meme, but you know.
Oh yeah, the memes help.
Yeah.
So many memes. But yeah, no. Okay, I guess I could try to sell you to this. You at least know the premise entirely?
Evil superhero.
It's...
Evil genius. It's Will Ferrell. I don't like Will Ferrell.
I
was already turned off by Will Ferrell.
Okay, I see. But yeah, no, it was the super villain, your villain guy succeeding at beating the Superman, and then the crisis that comes from that, the change in the dynamic that comes from someone bullied all his life, now having put it into given what he wants, and going from that. Which kind of led to him just needing to find another supervillain and a superhero to fight. And by circumstance, he picked he got an incel to be the super by sheer coincidence. So now his lo the Lois Lane he's doing the double date thing and a secret identity with him with the Lois Lane while also fighting with this new superhero who turns out to who also has the crush on the Lois Lane, but kind of goes a little villainous, and it's a commentary on some entitlement towards stuff in the perceived role that you face on stuff. It's tough. There's themes. There's
Yeah.
themes beyond memes and pop culture jokes and insert songs. And it's good. We should watch it again together. Okay. You can go.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't really like Will Ferrell movies, so not really. You didn't really sell me on it, and because it's popular, I don't really want to watch it. So my number four is my favorite childhood movie. It is a 2002 movie, live action. I wonder if you guys know this movie. Or 2003, sorry. It stars Jerry O'Connell and Anthony Anderson of what's the of Law and Order fame? Like that guy. He's
Bum
in this
bum.
movie as the comedic relief. It stars a certain kangaroo as well.
Wait, no.
Yeah, I'm talking about Kangaroo Jack, my guys. A hip hop, a hippity hop. Is it a bang bang booty? A bat that did me. I jacked your legs. I fucking love it. It is my favorite childhood movie. I don't know why. It is very dumb, very silly. Again, Anthony Anderson plays the comedic relief, which he doesn't play comedic characters at all, so it's really funny to see him as there. Christopher Walken is the main bad guy, and
Oh, yeah.
they literally like do a joke of him trying, because he has an accent, he has like a bad guy accent, right? But there's a part where he loses his accent and goes into a walk-in, and they literally just take the piss out of it. It's like, dog, are you all right? Yeah, it's hilarious if you
But
guys.
it's
I mean,
barely got Kangaroo Jack in it. It's just it was
no,
just the it was just a dream sequence,
Kangaroo.
right?
Yeah, well, yeah, that part was the dream sequence, but like he's still in it, you know, Kangaroo Jack, Jackie Legs, he's in it. He's like a hit. This is also where my love for Down Under by Men at Work started, right? Because that whole sequence when they're driving and they're singing Down Under and then they hit the kangaroo, right? And then there's like the la you guys seen the movie, right? I assume, long time ago.
Vaguely.
Vaguely, yeah.
Yeah, I just recently watched Nostalgia Critic's review. No.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I really enjoy the movie because it's quite funny. I found the acting to actually be like pretty good for the time as well. I'd say probably everybody's performance is good except for maybe Estelle Warren, who plays the love interest, who's okay. She's not the greatest. But I don't know. Anthony Anderson's performance has always kind of stuck with me. It's just one of my favorites because especially the part where like where the kangaroo hops away, right? And they have the he has the sweater of the money, or the money's in the jacket, right? And he hops away with the jacket, and he laughs at first, and they're laughing together and laughing, they're just happy, and then it turns into like laughing because he's crying, and it's just really funny, and like. The plane sequence is great. The ending part's really good. The guy who plays Frankie Lombardo, Michael Shannon, as well. He's pretty good as like the second bad guy. But Christopher Walken as well. Christopher Walken isn't in the movie for long, but he's there, and it's just kind of funny to just see him as a bad guy. Jerry O'Connell kind of looks like what's his face? What's his name? The American Idol guy, Simon something.
Simon Powell
He looks like him.
from Fairy Idol. Wow.
Jerry O'Connell, he was in Stand By Me, which was another, if this was a top 10, Stand By Me would be like number 10 or something. So yeah, great movie. Childhood movie, one of my favorites. I'd recommend it if you haven't seen it. Neil, your number four, is it a Star Wars?
Okay. So this all-star movie stars such amazing characters as Chris Pratt,
Oh God, I already turned off.
Charlie Day,
Oh no. Oh my God, Neil.
Will Ferrell,
Okay, never mind.
Morgan Freeman.
I thought it was the fucking Mario movie. Who was I gonna know?
I saw those two and I was like, oh man, I have to do this. It's the Lego movie.
Oh, okay, I've never seen this movie. Oh no, it's Will Ferrell
So
again. Sorry.
this movie is one of those like reference movies,
I don't like those movies.
where it has like I'd say a fairly standard plot with like some original characters, and then just Batman's a main character.
But it's like, I guess it's like how it should have ended Batman's thing, which eventually, but hey, yo, kids, it's me, Batman. What's up? Yeah, I'm awesome and edgy.
Yeah,
Broody. Yeah.
it's just stereotype how everyone would pretend to be Batman.
Okay. Because I'm Batman.
Exactly. He says, "I'm Batman," and that's like his gimmick of like
Nailed it.
the movie, and just trying to be like super cool, but he fails because he's Lego. So, this was probably the movie where like just generated so much hype around it, because it was like, oh, everyone knows Lego, right?
Yeah,
Because of how
I didn't
big the
watch it.
media is.
I'll be honest, as soon as Lego started talking, I was out. I was like, nope. My Lego don't
See,
talk.
you say that, and the what's it called? The Lego Star Wars games are definitely better without the talking.
Yeah.
But I think this the first media where they actually have Lego talk, and then
I
like
think so, yeah.
after
What?
this, Lego started to go
Really?
downhill.
No, I
Maybe.
think they had a few specials and games before the movie.
Did they?
Yeah, there was like
This was 2014. When
Yeah, Lego.
did wait.
Look at this stuff up.
Searching up a video game. This came out in 2011. So the start of like the Legos starting to talk. This is I think like the last game before they like went like full into talking,
Yeah, pretty sure.
was Lego Star Wars 3: The Clone Wars.
Yep.
That was it was like they just had a bunch of sound effects in this game, and it was like, whoa, this is getting a little too much.
See, I like
That was
slapstick
in
comedy.
2011.
Slapstick Lego comedy was always the best. Because they
Yeah,
didn't
where
need talking.
it was just sound effects, and the only sound effect was like the only voice acting was just Jar Jar noises.
Yeah,
That
we're
was the only
screaming.
sound effects you needed.
Yeah.
So, this was I guess 3 years
Oh
after
my gosh, you forgot
the
about Lego
start of the
Island.
decline, I guess.
You forgot about Lego Island, the Brixader and
Well,
the fucking, yeah.
yeah, I don't, I don't, I
You don't
don't,
have that?
yeah, I don't really. That's a little different. That was like whole PC game, right?
Yep.
But I think this is definitely a movie where it like generated a whole bunch of hype, and even after the movie came out, the ads just kept playing for like so long. The ads just never died for this movie for the longest time. It was probably so popular, it spanned 3 sequels, 2 of which have like very little to do with this movie. Both of them were the same year, apparently. Lego Batman movie and Lego Ninjago movie.
Oh god.
Yeah. And then I guess they like tried to make a second one, but I mean I didn't watch the second one, so maybe it just flopped. I wouldn't be surprised. Maybe I did watch the second one. I just don't remember it.
I didn't.
Maybe it was just ads. I don't know. It's probably best that I don't remember it.
Yeah.
We gotta be honest. But this had a lot of that classic Lego slapstick, just, you know, with more reference jokes as well. Because we can just put characters in this movie because, like, they have Lego products. It's just free.
Make the Michelangelo the painter and the Michelangelo the Ninja Turtle joke.
Exactly.
We can it's
almost like a multiverse, but like it's just Legos. So. And then the whole I guess real life theme just like to hit you at the end. It's like, well,
Gordon hasn't seen it.
I'm not going to watch it, so go ahead.
Yeah. This is a very of its time movie. All the music makes it pretty obvious.
Oh yeah, like
you know what movie? Music. You know what movie? Reminded me of the Lego movie. The Barbie movie.
Oh yeah, another movie I'm never gonna see.
Yeah.
Because it also has Will Ferrell in it.
We have this trend of Will Ferrell showing up.
Yeah,
oh, no.
Will Ferrell movies. Next thing you know, you guys can talk about like Step Brothers and
Anchorman.
Garbage
Step Brothers is a very different show in 2023.
Oh, yeah. Alrighty. Shane, you're number 3.
My number 3. How do I keep forgetting?
Well, at least we know it's not the Barbie movie.
Oh,
it's not the Barbie movie.
I don't think I can go for another recap of that, Shane.
Yeah. But I do have another movie you won't like.
Uh-oh.
God Pilgrim versus the World.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Oh, I fucking hate this movie. I hate it so goddamn much. Go ahead and talk about it. I will zip my lips.
Okay. I keep forgetting Edgar Wright.
It's literally the only Edgar Wright movie I fucking hate. Like, I like most Edgar Wright movies, but not that one. Like, he did Shaun of the Dead.
Yeah,
and Hot Fuzz, and This Is the End, and then he did fucking Scott Pilgrim, and I'm like, this is trash.
And Baby Driver, but
yeah, Baby Driver's good. But...
Baby Driver's good. I don't know what to do now.
You have nothing to say.
You have nothing to defend the movie, so I can like trash it. Is what you're telling me?
The only thing I like remember about the movie being like, yo, that was kind of clever, is defeating the vegan with milk.
The acting's terrible. The effects are pretty bad for Edgar Wright. The story's awful. The characters are awful. The dialogue is the fucking worst. It's the cringiest goddamn thing ever. Like, I hate it so much.
Shit, man, I don't know now. Fine, go. You get moving on.
Oh. All
right, go ahead and talk about it. Like,
I can't now. I knew this was coming.
Then you shouldn't have put it on your list. Anyways, my number three, because apparently somebody can't talk about movies, is Kick-Ass, because that is my favorite superhero movie. This movie is excellent. It's got everything that I love about it. Nicolas Cage, you know, everyone loves this. Probably my favorite Nicolas Cage moment is when he's getting, spoiler alert, when he's getting burned. He does like this, like over the top Nicolas Cage scream kind of, and it's the funniest thing. Aaron Taylor Johnson plays the dude, the main character who. So there's Kick-Ass 1 and there's Kick-Ass 2. Kick-Ass 2 is not as good as Kick-Ass 1 because Kick-Ass 1 has Christopher Mintz Plasse, who he's McLovin in Superbad? No? Yes? Yes. One of those. But he plays Christopher D'Amino, the like rich kid, bad guy, almost superhero, like wannabe superhero. And like what I love about this movie is that like it's like wannabe superheroes kind of, but it's like set in the quote unquote real life, right? So these superheroes get made fun of and get beat up, right? And then Kick-Ass becomes like this popular internet sensation kind of style. I really like the girl who plays Mindy, Chloe Grace Mortez, I think. Forgive me if I'm pronouncing her name wrong, but she played Hit Girl, and I really like the scene where she like infiltrates the drug lords, and she has her own fight where she just literally kills people and rescues Kick-Ass. Have you guys seen this movie?
I think I've seen part of it.
Oh, I love it. I love it so much. I've seen it many, many times now. It's my favorite superhero movie, and that's like fighting with movies like Fantastic Four, the originals, which, again, I like bad movies, right? So just like bad, kind of trashy kind of style movies. And Kick-Ass, I've heard people either like they love it or they hate it. And for me, it's just like I find the trashiness to be a appeal to the movie because they're just like kind of taking a piss out of superhero genre. And it's really funny as well. The comedy is pretty good. And have you guys seen this poster with the promotional posters with all the characters where they always say they have like a line and be like, I can't be invisible, but I can kick your ass. And this is the Nicolas Cage one. it's funny. It's one of those movies.
And he was
like
Batman and Superman.
Yeah. He's like,
yo, wait, Batman's in two movies of this.
No, he's not Batman. He's Big Daddy.
Yeah.
He's the Batman.
Yeah.
Knockoff.
He's dressed up. I see. Yeah. He's dressed up as,
he's dressed up as Batman. We have, he's not Batman.
They're two non-true Batman.
That would, and Nicolas Cage played both Superman and Batman in two not at all canon or not really.
And like, there's a remix of the Banana Splits theme. They're like, na 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 na. There's like a remix or like a retune, a reimagining of it that's like a high-paced rock and roll kind of style when Hit Girl is killing a bunch of people, and that shit is such an earworm. There's also a song called Kick-Ass by Mika that was a promotional song that I really enjoyed as well. It's like, we are young, we're not cool, that song. I really like that. Mm-hmm. And like the costuming I found to be like great because it's like, it's realistic superhero costumes, right? Like they're not like over the top Marvel shit, and just kind of fun.
They put just enough effort in.
They put just, yeah, exactly. And again, I think this is my favorite Christopher Mintz-Plasse movie as well, which a lot of people just say like, oh, he's the McLovin guy, right? But for me, it's like, oh, he's the guy from Kick-Ass. Like, yeah, I don't know. It's a good movie. It's something that I can never get old of. So yeah. You're number three, Neil.
So when we were first told that we were gonna do this, Gordon's like, "Yo, I don't care if there's anime on here.
Yeah, Just anime movies?
So I made it my mission. I was like, well, I gotta put one. I gotta put one. And Gordon's like, oh, it's gonna be probably like one of three because there are three in that series. It's not.
Is it a fate movie?
It continues my overarching theme of movies.
Oh, okay.
So for number four, well, I guess it's number three.
Yeah.
I have Fate/Stay Night, Heaven's Feel 3, Spring Song.
Okay.
That's a long title.
Yeah.
This is the third and final part of the Fate/Stay Night, Heaven's Feel trilogy.
Yeah. That's
movies.
Like the girl as well, right? That's her route.
This is the story of Sakura.
Yeah, that's
so the purple hair one.
That's who.
This is the story, like the route, I guess, because it's you know, an arrow gay or whatever.
Yeah.
This is the route where you get lots of fun scenes. let's put it like that. Yes, they
animate.
They do kind of
scenes?
Lean into that a little bit.
Okay.
Because I don't. Remembering the other two routes, I don't remember them doing anything like that in the first route, but I also, you know, only watched that like once, and that's from like the old Studio Dean animation with a scary dragon. And then the second route is famous for being done by UFO Table in the anime adaptation. There was a movie of it. Don't watch it. Just watch the anime. And then they went on to do three movies for the third route. The third route is it's definitely wacky.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They kind of go a little I guess crazy with this one, while the first two, it's kind of like, oh, it's like, you know, your whole battle royale arc where like they all kill each other, right? And then you have like the final fight at the end. This arc, it's like it's a battle royale for like the first maybe like 1.5 movies, and then it's just like, yeah, shit's gonna hit the fan, and we're just gonna introduce like this new kind of overarching like enemy force, I guess. And that's kind of like the driving force of like the rest of it. And it's like, oh, okay. sure. And we always have your, okay, this is a badass animation time. Let's go all out, because that's what they like to do with Fate. You have those really over the top fight scenes that are just like, wow. My computer cannot handle this. Or the frame rate just like is so much worse because it's like all over the place. I really enjoyed Fate. I think we know I went down like a rabbit hole at some point.
Yes.
And then it was like, I finished the media.
I watched Fate Zero. I was okay on it, right? Like it was fine.
Yeah.
And then I watched the Rin one, whatever that one was.
Yeah. Unlimited Blade Works.
I watched that.
Which is
and
the
but,
second route.
But when I was done with that, I was like, okay, that's enough. Like I didn't need any more.
That's it's funny because the whole like the get into Fate thing is you watch either Unlimited Blade Works or Zero, and then you watch the other one. And that's kind of like, okay, now what do I do? And it's like, the rest. Nowadays, it's like, okay, then you watch Heaven's Feel. But before, it was just kind of like, spin-offs? Because that's like all there was left. I mean, there is the old Studio Dean one, but I don't think people don't tell you not to go for that.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's like,
the old
well,
one?
What if I just watched the same thing, but like with much worse quality animation?
Yep. I remember watching the old one back in like grade 9 when I was first getting into anime. So I was watching things like Claymore, Naruto, Sword Art
For
Online.
Basket.
Yeah, no, I didn't watch Fruit Basket.
Wait, I'm pretty sure Sword Art Online was 2010.
Grade 9, like whatever that was great. That was
Back
2013,
in the day.
back in the day when I was getting into anime. So I was watching Attack on Titan, Naruto, Claymore, and Fate, original Fate. Fate was the only one that I never finished. Like, I was like, this isn't that good.
Yeah, and I fell down that hole and was like, well, time to suck up media for like a while. And then when the media ran dry, it was like, I mean, I could read books,
You could.
but like, did I go that far? I mean, I read like, I think, yeah, I finished one book. And then they like adapted that into like, what, like, I guess technically an OVA? So, like, all the media I've known has been adapted. So, well,
Nice.
it's not like Sword Art where like I read like an entire season and then they adapted that after, and then it was like, well, I'll read some more. And then they adapted that, and then I was like, well, I don't need to read it anymore. Except for the progressive, I guess, but. We'll go on to Shane's number two.
My number two is just a Spider-Man.
What, more Spider-Man?
More Spider-Man. Spider-Man Into the
And
Spider-Verse.
since you covered No Way Home, I guess I'll pick Sp Into the Spider-Verse.
So the first
You
one?
don't have a list.
Hmm?
It's almost like you don't have a list.
Not good to, no. It was
Top at the top of your head.
this is the only spot that I was like, do I put Into the Spider-Verse or Across the Spider-Verse? And
I wouldn't put Across because Across isn't a complete movie.
yeah,
yeah,
it
it's
needs
yeah, I guess.
that number
But
three.
like,
It needs the number three, yeah.
and he's the number three. Yeah, it's fine. What is there to say about Into the Spider-Verse that hasn't already
Well,
been said?
there's Spider-Man,
There's
and then there's
Spider-Man. There's
Spider-Man. There's also
Spider-Man.
Spider-Man. And then
Oh,
there's
man.
another Spider-Man,
Spider-Gwen.
and there's a smaller
Spider-Gwen.
Spider-Woman,
And
and an
Woman.
even smaller Spider-Pig.
Yeah.
Spider-Pig. Yeah.
And the mech.
And the mech.
With that, well, yeah,
That's
there
part
is
of
the mech.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's a good
Yeah.
movie. I like that movie.
And yeah, I guess I'd put this one here instead of like Puss in Boots: The Last Wish, I guess, just by
Did you even
coincidence.
watch that?
Yeah, I did, by myself
Oh.
at least, unfortunately, but
Oh. Well, I didn't know that.
yeah, no, it was good. Yes, I could have put that on here, but
Nah, Shane, you're talking about Spider-Man.
I'm talking about Spider-Man. Spider-Man. Yeah, I
The
really
first of
liked
its kind.
the first of its kind of Miles, featuring fully Miles Morales. I think it was, I still remember that might have been around high school or something. Late then. Maybe. No, I think it was just all the time. Either way, I do remember the earlier trailers and at least hearing about, oh, this is going to be a Miles Morales movie, and I was, I'm excited about that because I'm kind of tired. I was kind of tired of Peter Parker's origin stories, with there
Oh yeah, I
being
didn't want I so I like
another one.
Spider-Man movies. I just didn't want to see Uncle Ben die for like the fifth time in a row.
Yeah,
So but it's like a
but
Batman
technically.
movie, right? Like, I don't want to see their
We
parents
did.
die all the time. But
Yeah.
for me,
Oh
when
my
I saw
God.
Miles Morales, I was like, oh, that's not Peter Parker.
Do
However, the
you? Yeah.
animation style is what
Oh
kind of
yeah.
brought in,
Yeah.
right?
That's.
That's what I mean by the first of its kind, right? And it definitely
Yeah.
set a predator a new standard for animation
Did.
movies,
Yes.
right? Like a new way to
Think
animate
I
stuff.
have. That's the one thing that has been said, and I could have just said that.
Mm-hmm.
And
Do you think it's interesting that we're going to be in, like, almost see a generation of people, which when you say Spider-Man, they're going to think of Miles Morales before Peter Parker?
Yeah.
Yeah,
there's going to be a generation where their Spider-Man is the Miles Morales. And to top it off, there's also young women as well who are going to say, there's a Spider-Man, but there's a Spider-Gwen, right? Like, for mm-hmm. me as well, right? Sure. Like, so, it's nice to see those stories being adapted because, like, the thing is with Spider-Man comics is that there's just so many of them, right? Like, there's because the Spider-Man was the first kind of multiverse kind of style, so.
Took the wind right out of DC.
I could see them doing a full-fledged Spider-Gwen trilogy as well after when they're done with the Spider-Man trilogy.
See, maybe. You mentioned that, and I was like, oh, they could totally just do that solely to just, like, cash in on her, like, popularity as a character.
And they could even make it a television
show. They shouldn't do a television show, but, you know, they should just do another movie.
Maybe.
They should just do one on the LA Noir Spider-Man.
Oh, dude, Nicolas Cage?
And the whole movie's in black and white.
Nicolas Cage?
I heard there is a short for Spider-Ham.
Yeah.
As well as comic books. Well, some graphic novels made afterwards. Yeah. Starring Spider-Ham. But, everyone's great. I guess that's it.
Yeah, I enjoyed that one. So now we're getting into my top two.
Into the real shit.
The real stuff. My genre of choice for movies these days have been horror movies. And so this is my favorite Eli Craig movie, directed by Eli Craig. And he's only done, I think, a handful of movies, about six of them. He's actually the guy who directed Zombieland. Zombieland is not my number two. That movie's fine, but it's not my favorite. He directed a movie called Tucker and Dale vs. Evil in 2010. Have you guys heard of that movie?
Tucker and Dale vs. Evil.
Oh, we'll have to watch it sometime. I think you guys will love it. So it is a horror comedy, and it is basically... what if the cabin in the woods, but before the cabin in the woods, right? Because Cabin in the Woods came out in 2012, this came out in 2010.
Oh my gosh, it's rednecks.
Yeah, so rednecks, basically. So the
next in the Evil Dead, in an Evil Dead movie. Oh, cool.
Yeah, basically. So it stars Alan Tudyk and Tyler Labine. I really like Tyler Labine. He's definitely, this is one of my favorite roles that he's done. He's also in the Escape Room movies as well, which is interesting to see him in that. And he's in a lot of, like, romantic comedies and stuff like that, too. So this movie is about two hillbillies, Tucker and Dale, and it's basically a whole misunderstanding the movie. So you follow these two hillbillies, and they go to this cabin, and it's, like, this run-of-the-down, basically set of Evil Dead cabin, and they're just, like, there to, like, just turn it into a summer cottage, right? And it's a fixer-upper kind of style, right? And misunderstanding after misunderstanding, you also follow these group of teenagers, right, as you do in a horror movie. And what ends up happening is that there's this big accident that happens, and the teenagers think that the hillbillies are the killers, but the hillbillies don't think that. The hillbillies think that the teenagers have a suicide problem. And it's really funny because they're like, oh man, these kids are going out to kill each other. And again, the sovereign accents and stuff like that. It's just super funny. And I also really enjoy it for another just kind of... I really like the themes of the movie as well. It's about... The main character is very much Dale instead of Tucker. And Dale is who you would expect to not be the main character. You would expect Tucker to be the main character. That's because he has a bit of a... superiority complex. Like a... it's a common thing in males, but basically he not superiority complex, but basically he doesn't really inferiority complex, that's what it's called. So basically he always thinks that he's never good enough for people, and it's about him kind of like stepping up and becoming wanting and like
The main character.
becoming the main character and wanting to, and there's this whole love plot with him and another girl, one of the college kids, and it's really funny, right? And the main character, but or the main bad guy in the teenagers group is a guy named Chad. So it's super funny if you guys haven't seen it, because like the kills are all really funny. Like there's a part where one of the characters literally like yeets himself into a wood chipper.
Oof.
And they're like, what the
Does it
hell?
like cut away and then it's like
Kinda.
definitely a dummy dummy prop just getting
It,
thrown in the
a
wood
little
chipper?
bit, yeah. And like there's a part because they're like trying to wedge the body out of the wood chipper, and then a cop pulls up and they're like, we've had a doozy of a day, and they have a half a body just carrying.
Oh.
It's like, and like there's a part where Dale, a bunch of bees attack Dale, and he has a chainsaw because he's trying to cut down trees. And next thing you know, he's trying to kill or, like swipe all these bees because with the chainsaw. And one of the teens is scouting out to see what he's doing, right? And then he's running away, and he runs into a branch and impales himself. And then the teens think that the hillbillies killed the kid. So it's
No.
like, and like I always say this to people who don't really like horror movies because they don't like to get scared or anything like that. I always recommend watching a horror comedy first, or just trying to find something like that, because, or like, you know, either finding like a YouTube channel or something that is more just kind of in a comedic tone with the horror movies, because it definitely helps, and then you'll just kind of just get into it because of that. And I don't know, I like. This movie was just super funny. I own it, so we should actually watch it a bunch of times. I've seen it like many, many times. It's one of the few movies that I put on when I'm not really feeling too great. So I do watch it quite often, because it's just comedic, has a good message. It's one of the few movies with that kind of message as well. And yeah, it's really funny if you guys haven't seen it. I would definitely recommend it. Neil, you're number two.
All right, it's time to continue my trend.
Oh yeah. I still haven't figured it
Gordon,
out.
you
Is it
may have
Star Wars?
alluded to
No.
this
Star
being
Wars.
your potential number six.
Yeah. Empire
We
Strikes Back. Or Revenge of the Sith.
have to go there.
Yeah.
It is the Star Wars movie time.
Yeah,
The Star Wars.
da-da-da-da-da.
And it is
The
time
third one.
for Episode 3,
Yeah!
Revenge of
Yeah. Called
the
it.
Sith. Hold it. With.
Oops. Yay, episode three, baby.
Yeah, it's a great one.
Yeah.
I love Episode 3. It's one of my favorites.
This movie is just over the top,
Oh, so
in
good. It's over, Anakin. I
some
have the
of
high
the
ground.
best ways. We had to go out with a spectacle.
Yeah.
That's probably they were like, we need to pull out the stops and then just tie up the loose end like right at the end. But we gotta get in, we gotta kill off, we gotta have cool fight scenes.
We gotta
That
have
was like the
Anakin
goal
kill
of
a
this
bunch of
movie.
younglings.
Don't worry about that. That was tying up loose ends.
Tying up loose ends, yeah.
The memes are flooding the chat. I need more
Hey,
memes.
to be
They're flooding.
fair, I'm putting movie posters and stuff for mine, so.
Still, memes.
Memes, yeah.
This movie has just generated more and more memes over the years.
Oh, it's so good. The
It's
like,
great.
well, because like, here's the
People
thing: the
hated it.
generation that grew up on the prequels are now in their 20s, right?
Yeah. So they've taken all their childhood like fun, and they've been like, how can we bring this back? Let's meme it to shit.
Anakin Padme
it's
meme. So good.
yeah, there's that meme is still going strong.
Oh yeah, still going.
What do you think of the political implications of the bureaucracy being what's the downfall of the Jedi? Whatever. What do you think of politics?
politics.
Politics. I mean,
Because there's at
politics are a
least.
big part of Star Wars, Shin.
They are. I mean, admittedly, it was incredibly boring in the first movie, but
Don't
now
worry, they doubled
we get
down.
it. Well, episode one, I mean. But.
Yes. So they have doubled down.
Yeah. They double down with these.
They double down on the
War is
politics,
not
but also,
war.
like,
I
double
love
down on the fight scenes.
Hayden
This is how
Christensen's
democracy.
performance in the third
Yeah.
movie is so over the top and so goofy, but I just absolutely love it. And like, to be fair, that it's George Lucas. It's like his
Yeah.
direction that was mainly the big problem.
This is
But
George Lucas starts to
oh
go
yeah.
off his rocker, and
Yeah.
he's already been off that rocker.
Already been off. Like,
He is fully standing.
yeah.
This is where they kind of like fell into the we need to just make this movie look cool to sell shit tons of merch
It's
because we're
so
probably not gonna
good.
have Star Wars again for a while.
It's so good.
Oh, yeah.
And
You
it,
have to.
let's just say it definitely did that. With the amount of stuff they put into this movie, this is probably why like we have the whole Clone Wars saga as a whole.
Yeah.
The whole like shift in tone that this movie kind of like starts with kind of dictates a lot of, yo, there was a whole bunch of stuff between episode two and three that were probably just dumb war shit. So then they used that and they just made like shit tons of money off that.
And some good cartoons.
Yes, a very long running good cartoon series.
And one
Which
very good short running cartoon series, but do you remember the other one?
that would see how long is that? That's like three episodes and there's like no voice like whatsoever.
This the a lot in points. There's a lot of not talking, but it's Gendy Tartakovsky. That's his name. You know, the Samurai Jack guy.
Exactly.
So, like, he does this stuff all the time, and it's great. But
And the clones are OP as shit.
they were.
And
Oh man,
also
they
very.
all of a sudden they started not missing. And I was like, whoa. Like,
Damn, that's brutal. War, man.
Yeah, they have lots of fight scenes, and this movie generated a whole bunch of like also
Oh,
just
the
like
fight scene is
knockoff
so
like
good.
movie tie-in games as well.
Wait,
Yo, we
the
had those
Star
Wars
Game
the
Boy Advance
episode,
games.
our
Holy
Star
shit.
Wars Episode 3 is actually a banger game
Yo, Star
the
Wars Episode 3 on
Xbox.
the GBA?
On the
That my shit.
Xbox.
Oh, dude, bro.
Ooh.
You gotta get it on handheld games.
Yeah, but that's a platformer. I'm talking the 3D fighting game.
No, it's like
Like,
a
no,
2D
it's a
beat-em-up
2D
style,
beat 'em
like.
up.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, where you can choose to play as Anakin or Obi-Wan.
Yeah.
And it's like a whole like route split where like they play the first couple like parts the same and then it splits off. You have Obi-Wan going and doing the fight with Grievous, and then you have Anakin where he just like starts slaughtering young children. Wait. Wait a minute. Something's wrong there.
I think we skipped. Did we skip that part? Did this game skip that part? I hope
Nope.
so.
Nope,
Oh
you
shit!
go
Yeah,
and
they
you
had some
slaughter
kids.
Jedis
They had
in
some
like a
Jedi
library.
kids.
Wow.
Oh
It's
yeah.
don't worry about it. It's totally fine.
Yeah.
I'm looking up your game Gordon
I
now.
love yeah, Star
This
Wars
is.
episode 3 for the Xbox, just the original Xbox. It's
And
so good.
you can't forget the plug and play.
Wait, is this the DS? No. It can't be the DS.
Literally
Holy
just
shit.
a smack 'em, beat 'em, or like it's a fighting
That was
game,
the fight.
like kinda. But
Yep.
the campaign was a it's like a kind of beat 'em up style, but it's 3D beat 'em up. The multiplayer was where it shined because it was like 3D fighting game. It's just it a lot of like it's actually kind of known to be an actually pretty good fighting game to some people. So it's just pretty funny. But like what I loved about episode 3 was obviously because it was kind of like tying off the trilogy. So they had just a shit ton of action, right? You had the General Grievous stuff right at the start of the movie, and then you had I really like
more General Grievous stuff.
More General Grievous stuff, yes. But I really liked the fighting at the end with Anakin and Obi-Wan, where it also cut in between with Yoda and Palpatine. Because that
Isn't
fight
the
is a banger.
Anakin Obi-Wan fight the longest like uncut fight scene.
Yes, yes. But they in, also like, do woven movies? In Yoda and Palpatine at the same time, right?
So, true.
But,
I thought there was something about that. Like it had like the longest.
It had the Guinness
like,
World
uncut,
Record for a while. That was longest fight
like,
scene
uncut or whatever
fight
for
scene.
Like fight scenes or whatever in movies,
yeah,
something
movies.
Like that.
I didn't even know that, man.
It's so good. It's definitely one of my favorites. I have a soft spot for the prequels, so like most of us here. Just because it's over the top.
It's got all the over the top characters.
But
it's almost
like
Sonic.
But like the thing that I loved about the prequel Star Wars movies was the setting, right? Like in my opinion, this is the best Star Wars setting when Jedi were just walking around, right?
Why do you think I had to bring up Star Wars: The Clone Wars?
Episode 3, Attack of the Clones. Well, that's my least favorite prequel movie, and the only reason why that is my least favorite is because Phantom Menace is a better fight scene. Just like that whole setting with like just Jedi walking around, Jedi Council, stuff like that.
Yeah.
And like when I was a kid, right, I always wanted to be a Jedi, not a fucking rebel, right? Like, what's a rebel, right?
I'm gonna be honest. The rebels are a little lame when you put them up against the Republic.
The Republic,
it's like,
yeah.
Yo, they got like cool ass outfits, and the general, like, you know, all the scrub soldiers are the clones, and they got like cool painted armor and shit. After a while, they have like all the fancy stuff they do in the
Commander
Clone Wars.
Commander Cody, like he was great,
Cody.
Like.
They just give him like a generic name and then they paint him orange. And they're like, bro,
this is a deep character. Hey, he's got a character development in the Clone Wars.
He's got so much development.
Yeah. Well, not in the movie.
We don't even know
Clone
what
Wars,
this
yeah.
guy looks like underneath till like the Clone Wars
until
games,
Clone
but
Wars,
like
yeah.
deep.
You guys remember the Star Wars Clone Wars game, like the first one? Did you guys play that? I played it on the Wii. I beat it. I rented it. And I beat it. Yeah. Yeah, Star Wars: The Clone Wars.
Oh yeah, they did have that.
There was you got to play as either the clones or you got to play as the Jedi, and there was two campaigns, right? And I beat both of them.
Yeah.
But the clone campaign was so much better than the Jedi one, because it was fun. And what I liked about the Clone Wars was that it was like not really humanized the clones, but it developed the clones a little.
Yeah,
bit
it gave
more.
Them. It gave like a bunch of them characters.
Characters, yeah, instead of, you know, actual just clones, right?
Yeah, instead of being clones, they were, oh, wait.
Yeah, they were like, oh, wait a second. other than the setting, the next best thing about the prequels was the choreography, right? The fight choreography, best in the series. Like, my biggest issue with the sequels, barring the story, was that the choreography was just shit. Like, it was not good.
Yeah. There's all those scenes where people are like, you know, if you just, like, look at the choreography, they're not even swinging at each other.
Yeah.
They're just, like, swinging in each other's general area.
General area, yeah. I don't know, I found the choreography to be really bad, but that's the story for you to continue.
Yeah, the sequels definitely were, like, let's make episode 4, 5, and 6 again.
Yeah,
enjoyed the prequels, it was like, oh, this is just more of the other Star Wars.
At least 1, 2, and 3 were a different thing, right? Like,
yeah, they were trying to be something different.
Yeah,
The sequels were just trying to like cash in on the cow.
Yeah, Yeah, basically, and have a strong female protagonist that wasn't good. But anyways,
Yeah.
Shane, you numero uno.
Numero uno. Hey, I think I might have the most recent one. It's everything, everywhere, all at once.
Oh, really?
Yeah. This is, I don't know. There was so many it, once we saw that movie together, I just couldn't kept I couldn't stop thinking about a lot of the symbolistic metaphors within there,
Yeah.
within the craziness that was that, while also just occasionally thinking Ratatouille. Now what do I just, guys help.
Yeah, so I own this movie. We watched it together, I think, for the first time. So this movie I haven't went back to and watched yet, but I know my mom wants to rewatch it. It's something that I'm not too sure how I feel about it so far. I think I do need to rewatch it. Mainly
It
because like it's a multiverse kind of style movie, and those movies are kind of old in my eyes. But I do like how it is written by a bunch of just nobodies, right? And
It's written by nobodies,
that
starring,
is
well,
starring well-known
a few
people
well-known people, yes.
who deserved a starring role as well, right? Like the main character, who is Michelle Yeoh, I think, right? That's the actress name. What's his face is back in acting as well. The guy who played Short
I'm
Round.
on it. He who Kwan.
Ki Hui Kwan. Yeah, that guy. He was back from a big hiatus from acting, and
And then Jamie
Jamie
Lee
Lee Curtis.
Curtis was in
Yeah, Jamie Lee
there.
Curtis. She had a very small role in it, but it was really
Well,
interesting though.
I mean, it's a small role, though it did take up a lot of the time, considering this she still played multiple characters as well on there, swapping from boring to terrifying to the hilarious of finger the hot
This
dog
the
finger
hot dog
man.
hands. Yeah.
Yeah. Which helped, give perspective to our main lead and to us that, like, maybe there's some more humanity in the bureaucratic land of business, whatever. Just as there's another side to the funny husband who's just trying his best, from yeah, it's Waymond, that's the character, who has the two dichotomies, the other world that's more action-packed, that Evelyn definitely prefers, or at least finds the much more helpful and strong within this, but there's still that bit of flaw. There's some within the other Wayman's character that where he ditches her, it's like, well, but then she comes back, and the issue with that, and then his her Wayman finally actually, like, solves a lot of the problems in the most pacifistic way I've seen. Well, I mean, it's very it works it worked well in the separated normal universe, that the world that she created by going back to the house, that the other one. But then in the tear it up world, it's that big emotion that came from speaking out, that at least, I guess, bide some time for her to make that revelation. And then there's the our-ish world, the Hollywood world, the world that's like where she got her dream and he got hers. But then it's like they have their own melancholy self, that, they didn't find love in that world. And they still feel there's at least that bit of connection that could have been there. And
I like how the movie's about family as well, right?
It's a big about family, it's about love, it's about
everything. Yeah, see, that's my problem with the movie. I find multiverse movies to be such a headache-inducing kind of style that I just don't really feel like watching, because, spoiler alert for my kind of style of movies, is that I either like movies that I can pay attention to the dialogue, which I couldn't really do in that movie because I had to pay attention to more like the themes and the style, and like I had to like keep track of everything. But I also like movies where I can turn my brain off and just watch the movie for what it is. If I turn my brain off and try to watch the movie, I'm not going to know what the hell is going on.
it's something you.
It's something you have to think about, right? Like, I'm not saying it's a bad movie, right? Like, I definitely enjoyed the movie.
From some criticism that I've gotten, I've at least read online about this kind of thing, was like, if you really like this movie, you gotta understand that other people won't.
There is
a big layer to getting that of absurdity that is here that many people won't even be able to get past. Not just like you gotta be thinking. You can be thinking of a lot of the symbolism. You also just kind of have to accept the absurdity, which
like,
is something that our main character still has to try and accept as well.
Yeah, and like, hence why like I do actually want to rewatch that movie a couple more times just to see how I feel about it the more I watch it. But it is something that like I do acknowledge that it is a very good movie, and it's a very good accomplishment, I think, especially in the world that is the MCU, right? Like, because it could stand out, right? Like it could stand out from its predecessors and stuff. So,
the funny thing, because I just made a Letterboxd account. I looked at there. They have a icon for watch, which is just an eyeball. Specifically on that page was a googly eye.
That's funny.
Right there. It's so good. But yeah, there is that theme within there of nihilism, a kind of yin-yang Buddhism.
Yeah.
That comes from this of nothing really matters, so who cares, versus nothing really matters, so you can do it. So you can do whatever. There's no consequences to doing the right thing, and versus the wrong. Like, there's smarter people online. You know where to go, people.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, thank you.
Yeah. Okay. So my number one. There's a genre, for a certain specific genre of movies and media, I'll say, that I have yet to touch up on. Do you guys know what that is?
Horror.
Yes, but if I were to say the kind of horror, what would you expect from me?
Zombie horror.
Yeah, there you go. Alrighty, my favorite zombie movie is another movie from 1985, a magical year for movies. George A. Romero, the grandfather of zombie films, did a trilogy of zombie movies. The first one was the amazing cult classic that was Night of the Living Dead, that was made for the budget of like less than $100,000. Like zombie extras were paid $1 just to be in the movie, and they were just like townsfolk mainly, and like the cast was mainly all crew. That movie became basically free, right? Because you couldn't really afford to actually get it copywritten, right? So hence why zombies are this big media
Main thing.
Mainstream thing now. And then there is Dawn of the Dead, which a lot of people really loved, and a lot of people would say Dawn of the Dead is their favorite zombie movie because that's the one in the mall, right? That movie and the remake as well. The remake is also really good, and that was directed by
No, Zach.
Zack Snyder. Yes, Zack
Yeah,
Snyder.
I got it right. I did not
Yep,
have his name right.
you got it right.
I knew about that one.
Yeah, that remake was actually really good. But I again prefer the original because the original was like gray makeup zombies. The gore is really good, and like because it's the 80s, the gore is all practical, so it looks really good. But that is not my favorite zombie movie. My favorite zombie movie is the third one, which a lot of people do not like. It is not everyone's favorite, and it is called Day of the Dead. And this one is about a. First of all, if you look at that poster, it tells you right about what it's all about. And the reason why I love this
I got
movie
my own
is, yeah. And
my own poster.
the reason why I love this movie is, it is mainly a people talking movie for the first literally like hour of the movie, and then the last half hour is when the zombies attack. So for the first like hour, first like two thirds of the movie, people are literally just talking about the value of human life and what they want to do because they're all in this underground bunker kind of style. And there's a lot of really good one-liners. There's the yes sir, fuck you sir. The guy who plays Captain Henry Rhodes, Joseph Pilato, is one of the best antagonists in zombie movies ever. He plays really good, and like when he dies, he literally yells, "Choke on him! Choke on him!" as the zombies are fucking tearing him apart. And again, it's all practical gore, so the gore looks really good. And I just find the movie to be so enjoyable and so much fun because, like, fun in like the weird zombie way, right? Because like this is when, in the George A. Romero universe, this is when the zombies have basically taken over, and there's more zombies than humans, right? Where Dawn of the Dead, they were still, there wasn't a lot of zombies still, right? And that there were still survivors, where this is more kind of humans are kind of living underground or living away from zombies as much as possible. And so you've got like your main character, Sarah Bowman. She's played by Laurie Cardell. She doesn't really do acting anymore, but she was really good in Day of the Dead. You've got a lot of like what I really like about the George A. Romero movies, especially, is that the cast is always just a bunch of like nobodies, kind of, because like he just prefers to cast people as people, right? Like, and just like, oh, okay, let's just have this guy, and if you give me a good performance, I'm gonna put you in here, right? So, but like they get famous off stuff like this, which is really nice of him, right? There's a zombie named Bub in Day of the Dead who is basically like almost sentient kind of zombie, right? So, he's like he kind of gets like different mannerisms and stuff, and he actually gets a gun later on and shoots one of the guys as he's running away, which is really funny. And then zombies show up and tear him apart. And like, I find the movie to be really interesting and a lot of like good themes in it. And like, again, just what I go for in a zombie film, which is people talking about the value of human life and people talking about like arguing with each other and like people kind of there's a doctor, right, who's trying to like not cure the zombies but try to like adapt with them and like try to get their human mannerisms back, right? And that's why he has Bub and stuff. And Bob actually like finds the doctor because the doctor dies by gunshot by Captain Rhodes, He died, and then the zombie sees him, and Gob is kind of enraged, which is very funny because zombies don't really do that, right? I really enjoyed the risks that George A. Romero took in this movie, because again, not a lot of people when it came out, not a lot of people really liked it because it is pretty slow and boring. But if you like slow and boring stuff, you're gonna really eat it up, like me, right? I
Like a
love.
zombie.
Like a zombie, right? just like talking about the value, and again, the gore is really awesome because it's all practical. It looks fantastic in my opinion. It is still I think out of all zombie stuff, the over-the-top gore is probably the best in Day of the Dead and in Dawn too, but zombies actually look a little bit better in this movie than they do in Dawn of the Dead, where Dawn of the Dead they were like just people in gray makeup, where this one's like people in gray makeup but with more decay to them now, right? Again, I've seen this movie over and over again. Another movie I was considering to put on my list was Stephen King's The Mist, because I really like that movie too, and that's another movie that I really enjoy. But that didn't really make the top five, unfortunately. But that's another movie that I can just put on over and over again, and for the most part, and that's kind of what I decided to pick on or pick my list on was movies that I would just go back to and watch over and over again, right? Even though I've only seen Animals Fire once, but that's a movie that I will be watching for the most part whenever I can with my people. So, yeah.
Apparently, there was also a remake of
Yes, there
Day of the
was.
Dead.
Yes, it wasn't as good, but yeah.
Not as good. Does not look like as good.
Yeah. Neil, you're number one. Which I still don't know your theme, by the way, so you're gonna tell us.
See, you'll have to.
I figured it out.
You
I
figured it out?
think.
Shane has
I
figured it
just
out?
guessed. I just guessed from the from Star Wars and No Way Home
And
because I didn't.
you'll get it from this.
Yes. All
So
right.
my number one, there's something that there's like a niche almost genre that we've never touched in this discussion.
Oh, please, not in movie
Western.
2000.
Westerns.
Westerns. Oh, wow.
Westerns.
For number one, I have Back to the Future Part Three.
Yeah, I guess it right.
Oh my
It's just
God.
the third one.
Oh, that's your it's the third one in a trilogy.
Yep.
Damn.
It's the Western
The
one.
Western.
I watched this in French class.
Yo. That'd be
That was
cool.
honestly the best part of French.
Yeah, I was watching movies.
I don't know if I think when we I was in French class, I don't think we made it to the third one.
Okay. Yeah,
I think
we
my
watched
class, we
so
only made
much
it through the
movies.
second, and I was like, damn, I really wanted to watch the third one.
In
Because,
French.
I think nowadays people kind of almost disregard the third one because they're like,
Yeah.
it's just like almost like a completely different. Because the first two are just kind of like so woven together.
Yeah.
And then this third one's just like, what if we just made it a Western?
Yeah.
And it's
It's
like
so stupid.
almost very disconnected from the other.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is probably I would assume one of the wackier picks of our little top five here.
I would say it's one of the wackiest. I mean, my most wacky
Oh,
movie I
man.
have is Kangaroo Jack and Kick-Ass, right?
Lion King 1.5, guys,
I
come
guess
on.
that was pretty wacky too.
I mean, I don't even remember. So, Back to the Future 3. This is the end of the trilogy of the Back to the And this one, the
It
most
only.
tie into this movie, where basically the movie starts off with the end of, almost, what's it called? Like,
The
the
second
second
movie
movie ends
ends right as
almost
the second,
right
first one.
during the middle of the first movie, right?
Yep.
being like kind of the end of the climax, and then this one just kind of like starts off at that same point. So it's kind of like, you know, almost like everything originates from that same one great scene. So this one kind of takes a step back, and it's like, okay, we've done the past, we've done the future. What if we just go even further back? So they were just like, let's just make it a Western. We'll just go back. We'll just go like 100 years past, and we'll have Artie McFly be a and Doc be like the first person to invent iced tea.
Yeah.
What could possibly go wrong?
This is a movie that I've seen bits and pieces. I never actually finished it because I missed a day in French. I watched it in French.
Did you miss part of the days?
Because I missed a day and they didn't stop for me, obviously.
Gordon, you gotta go back.
Gotta go back.
Back to the future.
I'll put it on my list right now. Just for you, I'll put it on my list right now.
Damn. Didn't do it with any of my movies.
I'm not doing it for Scott Pilgrim, dog.
No.
Remember how at the start of the movie, he got a package from, because Doc had left it for the mail to just, like, hold on until that day?
Yeah.
Do you remember that one episode of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Fast Forward that also had that time travel? It put into perspective just like how long a package like that could just be sitting in the back, and then it's just like, today's the day, boys. We finally get to deliver this mystery package. What a great day. This box has been passed down for generations. Yeah.
It's such a great thing that they can do, like, time traveling. Just the whole way that they can interweave the plot between all the movies all at once. They did a lot more of it in the second one, obviously. But the third one, they kind of use that as kind of a theme, like, right at the start. And then that kind of is used to throttle the whole rest of the movie. The whole getting the package and being like, don't worry, Mark. I am back in, like, the year 1800, like, 1800. Don't worry about me, I'm fine. And then him finding out, oh, he was not fine.
Oh, yeah, that was the whole reason why he went back in time instead of just the trap. Going back home.
He realized, Doc dies 5 years from when he originally, or, like, not even 5 years, like, a couple weeks or something from when he sent that letter originally or whatever.
Yeah.
So he was like, I can't let Doc just die. So he goes back to the past and, drives his car to Buffalo. And then can't drive his car with Buffalo. So they're like, let's just train. So they decide to do train movie. And
they also save another woman from the same kind of back fate, coincidentally, and that becomes Doc's new girlfriend, it turned wife in the future. So later wife, and it's like he gets a happy ending at the end of then too. It's like
they all get a happy ending.
Everyone gets
except
a happy
ending. The Biffs.
The Biffs. Oh yeah.
The poor Biffs.
All the Biffs.
This Biff gets a. Lots of manure and thrown in jail or something. I don't remember. This is the third one, and this is what started my whole theme through my movies, because this was the first one I wrote down, like the number one. I was like, part three, and then I was like, okay, we gotta get more Star Wars episode three, and I was like, wait a minute, can I make all my movies part?
Like, was is fate? You could have put the third Fate movie. I don't know.
It is the third Fate movie.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. It is the third Fate movie. You said part
Fate,
three.
Stay Night, Heaven's Feel 3.
I missed. Okay. So then, what was your fourth pick? I forget.
The Lego Movie.
Oh yeah, that didn't fit.
Yeah, that didn't count.
See, originally I was like,
you gotta pick the third Lego Movie. That was
there is the problem is
Ninja Batman, Lego Batman. Lego Batman was the third one.
No, it wasn't. Lego Batman was apparently the second. Then it was the Lego Ninjago Movie.
Yeah, no,
both in 2017.
Yeah,
my bad. Then the part Lego Movie Part 2 was like 2 years later.
I must have not been paying attention when you mentioned.
Yeah.
Ooh.
So originally I was like, I don't know, Ninja Turtles 3. And then I was like, wait a minute, that movie was not very good.
No. No.
And then I was like, maybe I should like get an actual movie that I remember liking.
Yeah.
Oh, Lego Movie, that works. So originally I was like, I need to make series. At one point I was like, maybe I should just put in the just to complete the theme. And
Third Pokemon movie, yeah.
Yeah, I was thinking about doing that over Lego Movie just to have the theme, but then I was like,
what?
Nah.
No, come on, that one was the best.
It was good. It was memed a bunch as well, and it was Johto. I gotta love Johto.
Yeah, Johto's good baby.
Like, it was also just like, gotta put that Lego Movie.
Okay.
I decided to put the meme movie over just the classic Pokemon meme movie. See, even more memes. Look at this.
Portable. With the portable high ground.
Yeah, that's a movie I will put on my list and I'll give it another watch. Anyways, I think that's going to do it. We're sitting right around an hour and a half, which is what I wanted for this bonus episode of Loads and Swords. Well, not really bonus because it's an actual episode, but you know, it's not a normal episode. It's a countdown. So, yeah. Next week we'll see if we can't get together for a Fae channel report, which will be the next episode. So if you're not into Fae, then give it a good old skip. But we'll be back with normal episodes probably in November once my shows are done. So
in the meantime, go play Scream Fortress. It's back.
Oof.
Woo.
Go play League of Legends. There's a Halloween event in League of Legends, Shane. Let me go do that.
Didn't they have a big update in League, and then people are like freaking out?
I mean, that's normal. Anyways, that's going to do it for today's episode of Lords and Swords. You can check us out on the Discord, link in the description down below. I'm also posting this on the YouTube channel, so please like and subscribe if you liked, if you saw what you liked. Even though, you know, it's mainly going to be the Lords and Swords picture and cuts of the movies that you guys sent me, just posters of the movies.
Movie posters and then some memes probably.
Maybe some memes when we get to the Star Wars stuff because, yeah. Anyways, that's going to do it. And we will talk to you guys again real soon. Take care.
Bye.